Blog Talk Radio.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble's face. You won't see him again. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up, don't sit down? Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, American.
Welcome to another exciting show with Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. So turn up the volume and enter our chat room, or grab your phones, call in, and join the conversation. Help us to restore the republic to this country and inspire the majority to be silent no longer.
Well, look me straight in the eye. Tell me what you see. I'll tell the truth every time. Yes, you can count on me. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up, don't sit down? Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, 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 American.
All right, good afternoon. As soon as Blog Talk Radio lets me do that, they're being a little stubborn this morning, and let's see if this works. Good afternoon, Barbara. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I heard little bits and pieces there, but now I can hear you loud and clear. All the way from Liberal, New Jersey. Hello.
Okay, Blog Talk Radio kicked me off. Am I back now?
Yes, I hear you, Annie.
And I told you, I knew it was going to happen. It never fails. I would say probably at the last 10 shows I've done, 8 of them within the first 5 minutes, Blog Talk Radio has kicked me off the air. So you, welcome. You have been baptized in fire.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, I'm hoping that I didn't jinx you calling from Liberal, New Jersey.
The land
you're
of
doing
Chris
something
Christie.
With the airwaves now.
The liberal land of Chris Christie. And when Lindsey Graham loses, we're sending him up to you. So you'll have
no,
to deal
no,
with
no. Them. We have our own problems. We have our own problems here. Thank you.
Something was just coming in on the other computer as a commercial. I'm telling you, there are trolls in my computers today. No kidding. And if anything could possibly go wrong, it's going to go wrong
today. It will
today. I want to welcome everyone into the chat room. See, our friend Joe is out there. Good afternoon, Joe. And no, I have not gotten the CD out to you yet. It's sitting on my dining room table with an envelope, and I have yet to address it and send it out. But I will get out to you, I promise, before Christmas. Joe, if you feel like it, also feel welcome to call in. Joe is another co-host, another host here on Blog Talk Radio, and he's worked with me a few times. But Barbara, you know, we start off every show with a dedication to a fallen hero. And fingers crossed, nothing will happen to this one.
Okay.
Today's his end of tour was this last month, on April 14th, 2004. And we do not have any military maps or anything, so I'm just going to be reading background news. And this is from the Star Tribune, April 17th. Polk County Republican deputy dies 23 years after he was gunned down on duty. And this is by Paul Walsh. Western Wisconsin Sheriff will be eulogized 23 years today after a gunman's bullet killed his partner and left him paralyzed from the neck down. Michael Severinson had some severe medical issues lately, and because of his lingering injuries, was not stable enough for major surgery to have kept him alive, said Polk County Sheriff Peter Johnson. Deputy Severinson's death is classified as a line-of-duty death, Johnson said, meaning that the 50-year-old who died Monday in his hometown of St. Croix Falls received a funeral with full enforcement honors, and it took place at Severinson's alma mater, St. Croix High School, on Saturday, the 23rd anniversary of the shootout. Hundreds of squads from across Wisconsin and many states, along with several hundred, if not thousands, of members of law enforcement attended the services and participated in the 15-mile-long procession to Severinson's final resting place. He was buried in the Kosk Evangelical Free Church graveyard east of North Branch, Minnesota, where his parents are also buried. In the years since he was shot at the age of 27, Severinson pursued his passion for hunting and fishing using a Sif and Puff fishing rods and a wheelchair-mounted rifles designed by a friend who owns a sporting goods store. He bagged two deer within a year or so of being shot, and then a black bear several years ago. We just couldn't believe he accepted what happened, said Severinson's brother, Mark. Obviously, it was horrible, but he embraced what it meant to live paralyzed and kept caring for people and enjoying life. He lived independently and remained active in the sheriff's office, Johnson said. In addition to the mechanically operated Sif and Puff wheelchair, Severinson used a voice-activated computer to open doors and run the lights, TV, and stereo in his home. His attitude is what set him apart, said Johnson, who was just starting his law enforcement career and was reserve deputy in Burnett County at the time of the shooting. Shot at close range, the events leading to the April 19, 1991 shootout that left Severinson paralyzed began a day earlier. Robert K. Renesis was wanted in connection with a shooting in Crisco County that left a 24-year-old man wounded. Law enforcement in the Burnett County village of Webster caught up with Renesis in the street. He shot Severinson, sending a bullet into the deputy's spine from 3 feet away. Then Renesis shot Deputy Alan A. Albee, 35, in the hip with a bullet that ricocheted up the deputy's neck and killed the husband and father of two. That's when law enforcement unleashed its own volley on Remesis. Severinson persevered. Severinson, his tenure as the sheriff's deputy after paralysis, despite the correct criticism, on the book in a 1994 interview with Star Tribune, there are 8 times go to the debate, and the lights are rolling, and I'll be crying. The funeral of slain St. Paul officer Ron Ryan Jr. Looking at the number of mourners and law agencies represented, he wondered at the time, would the lines have been this long for me? Follow-up. And this was in CARE 11 TV. Hundreds of mourners filled the chairs and bleachers at St. Croix Falls High School to pay final tribute to Polk County Sheriff Deputy, who was shot in the line of duty 23 years ago. Mike Severinson had been confined to a wheelchair ever since, and on April 19, 1991, he and other officers responded to apprehend a 25-year-old man who was suspected of shooting a man in North Branch the day before. The man was spotted walking along and holding a handgun when Severinson and a Burnett County deputy confronted him. He shot both of them, killing Deputy Alan Albee and critically wounding Severinson. Quote, Mike was not a former member of the department, said Polk County Sheriff Pete Johnson. Mike was still a deputy with the Polk County Sheriff's Office. People have always commended us and our department and how we kept Mike a part of that. But as I look at it, I think Mike did as much for us as we ever did for him. And finally, Polk County Deputy Sheriff Mike Severinson was laid to rest on April 19th, 23 years to the day he was shot. The funeral with full honors was held in St. Croix Falls. Hundreds of squad cars and people came out to pay their respect. A procession stretched 15 miles long as officers both from Wisconsin and Minnesota came to honor this deputy sheriff. The procession moved from Severinson's alma mater, St. Croix High School, to Kosk Evangelical Free Church. "It's incredible tribute to Mike that we are awestruck by," said Jody Jensen, Severinson's sister. "It's way more than we could ever have imagined." We dedicate the show to Deputy Severinson and to all the brave men and women who have served, who are serving, and will serve, whether they be in our military armed forces or first responders. We can never say thank you enough. And we say, God bless to them all. We dedicate this song, "My Name is America," by Todd Allen Harrington.
Born in the grip of oppression, I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. When I'm attacked, I protect and defend. Because my name is America, I stand proud and free. My name is America, don't tread on me. I cannot be broken, I cannot be shamed. If you hurt me, I'll get stronger, and I'll rise up from the flames. Others gave it to me. They believe in the virtues I stand for, my respect for humanity. Now I'm challenged by tyrants who envy my power, but their vicious deeds become my finest tower. Because my name, I stand proud and free. My name is America, don't tread on me. I cannot be broken, I cannot be shamed. If you hurt me, I'll get stronger, and I'll rise up from the flames. Those who
America. And I see our buddy Joe is in the chat room. And Joe, I promise you to get his CD out to you this week. I promise you. Barbara, thank you for guest hosting with me. Barbara Gonzalez is my guest host filling in for Cool Mike, who is up in Michigan rallying at a special county election primary going on. So Barbara is the head of the Bayshore Tea Party, as well as my co-conspirator and the brainchild behind No Rhino 2016. Good afternoon, Barbara, once again.
Hi, and what did I tell you about giving that information out?
Give it out as much as we can.
I told you, you've got to start building me a bunker in South Carolina there somewhere. No, thank you very much, and thank you, you know, on behalf of everyone for doing that very nice tribute. It's, I mean, their families deserve, you know, to know that people appreciate them like no other. So it's very nice that you do that.
Yeah, that one was particularly hard because, you know, I'm retired out of NYPD, and I've been to too many of those line-of-duty funerals for friends of mine. And even just reading it, it just was very difficult. As you could tell, I was having a little difficulty with the end. Because you start crying, and if you wear glasses and crying and trying to read at the same time, don't always work.
You need little windshield wipers, yeah.
Well, we've got a fantastic guest here holding on the line, and I want to bring him in. I tell you one thing. He did not get his good looks from his cousin's side of the family. He is a fantastic speaker, very dynamic, and as equally suave and handsome as possible, Andy Limbaugh. Good afternoon, Andy.
Annie and Barbara, thank you so much for having me on, but I think we're pretty much finished now after that introduction.
You know, I had you on a couple years back when you just first was launching the Founders Alliance USA, which is a great site, but you've now piggybacked onto that a new one called Voter FYI. What is that all about?
Well, Voter FYI is really kind of a support of one of the areas of concern and one of the areas that we want to address through Voter or through Founders Alliance USA, and that is voter education. And so we came up with Voter FYI as a means to be able to access every voter in the country. And then the crux of what Voter FYI is all about is to find out what's important to the voter, because I can't assume that I know what's important to you, Annie, or Barbara, or anybody out there. I can't assume that I know what policy is of interest or issue is of interest to that individual. So what we're wanting to do is you, the voter, tell us what's important to you, and then we will provide you with the candidates who best fit your political personal profile, and then you're going to have a much better educated vote about who's really going to represent you or who they say they're going to represent you. So that's what it's all about.
You know, can I say what I think is so awesome about this? I have two sons, and they're in their mid-20s at this point. But when they turned 18, they're only a year apart, they thought, you know, oh, I'm going to go out and vote now. And I'm like, not so fast. You know, they're not in this household. You don't just go out and vote like your friends, okay? You have to know something. And I went crazy trying to find like a quiz or a questionnaire or something that they can sit and figure out who they are and what they believe in, what's important to them. And it's very difficult, you know, to find things like that, and especially that they're not biased. So this sounds like a great thing.
Well, yeah, and I'm not trying to say this to get your sons married off right now, but think of Voter FYI as online dating, only it's dating between candidates and the voters. And so it's designed for the voter to create their own personal political profile, and then we're going to provide all of the issues of the day, and that's where the voter will tell us what's important to them. Because again, I can't assume that you know, Annie, education might be important to you, and Barbara, healthcare might be important to you, and on and on and on. So instead of me trying to message, you know, everything and trying to ram it down your throat at once, you know, because you might not care. So that's why when you create your own personal profile, then that's when we can match you up. And then while you're doing that, we're actually going out and aggregating the stance on the issues of the candidates in any election. I mean, this is ultimately going to be from the school board level all the way up to the office of the president.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So we can aggregate that information and then match those candidates up who are on the ballot with the individuals and what's important to the individual.
Leave it to you to add a little extra sex to the whole thing, a dating service.
Well, now you said that. I didn't, so.
Well, if I could add that to it, I did send the link to my son, who actually now, as I said, is in his mid-20s. He's now working on his doctorate in political science.
Wow.
So I sent him, you know, I found the link on FYI, and Voter FYI, and I sent it to him. I know he'll be interested in seeing that, especially with his memories of me telling him you're not going out to vote unless you figure out who it is you want to vote for.
Well, that's great, though. And by the way, we took this business model because it's proven. Online dating is a $2 billion a year business. So we're not recreating the wheel here. We're just changing up who the players are.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. Because, you know, really, you got to think that the politicians are intimately involved in our lives in so many ways. And that's
well,
a fact that we ignore.
Right, and you're absolutely right. And with the way things are, and I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. It really doesn't matter to me. What matters is that the power in the country has gone away from the people, and it's in the hands of the elected officials. And that's backwards from the intentions of our founding fathers. And so with this, I mean, once this really comes online and starts really kicking into gear, this is really going to wield a lot of power back to the people, because the information that we're going to be able to gather from the people, we're going to take that, and we're going to take it to D.C. on behalf of the people, issue by issue by issue, and say, look, you know, do you want a Rasmussen poll of 1,500 likely voters that say, well, they might like this. Okay, so, you know, you guys in Washington and state capitals, you know, start working on it. Or would you like a poll of 1.5 million that say, look, guys, you know, this is what we want. So,
no,
I mean.
No, go ahead.
Please, go ahead.
I was going to say it's interesting because you're saying everything to bring it to Washington. And over the last couple of months, I've been coming across group after group after group, they're saying the same thing, and everything seems to be centering around this month of May. You know, Barbara called me at the end of March, and with my help, she launched off the No Rhino 2016. You've got Operation American Spring with Colonel Riley, and you've got movement after movement, and everything is centering around the middle of May. And I just find it's a powerful force that, you know, why all now, and why such a strong effort?
Well, I think people, we seem to all be on the same page that we think, okay, let's try it this way, and it doesn't work, and our representatives aren't listening to us, and then we all seem to be on the same page, where we need to go, what we need to be doing, and that's why it looks that way to me, too, that everyone seems to be waking up at the same time, and by calling all the groups in the country, I find the same thing. Everybody's thinking the same thing. You would never know by watching the media, but, you know, only certain media you would, but you'd never know that. But everybody is, they're out there, and they're all thinking the same thing. They're sick and tired of the same old thing, status quo, and this sounds like a fantastic idea. And that you said it's can absolutely be nonpartisan. So I
yes.
love the idea that you
yeah.
can – like you said, like some of these quizzes that I showed my sons to look at, there were things they had no idea or they weren't interested in. But this way, they can be in charge of what they're interested in. That's a great thing.
Well, it really focuses on, and I will tell you that the first piece of press that we had on Voter FYI came out of Washington, D.C., and it's on our website in the media section. And it's more of a left-leaning online publication.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to them because I'd seen an article that they had written. So I reached out to them and introduced myself, introduced Voter FYI, And they absolutely loved it. And they just, you know, they really touted it and really helped us along in getting the message out. And I will tell you, I have spoken with so many friends of mine who are on the left and far left, and they just say, Andy, when are you going to get it out there?
Mm.
Because everybody, you know, everybody's pain, you know, it doesn't boil down to a political party. It's their real life. You know, this is not smoke and mirrors. I mean, people are, you know, they have their own personal issues. And so how do you resonate with, you know, those in Washington, the state capitals, who are trying to solve problems? Well, it's the people that solve the problems. You know, it's the lawmakers that just, you know, they keep the infrastructure and they keep us safe from harm and these types of things. But people, you know, the private sector, they create solutions. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is ultimately what it's all about.
I just love the idea that people won't have to feel like they only have the two parties and they have to pick one or pick the other. People really need to get away from that. One of the main things. It's I'm either this party or that party, and I have to follow everything. This would take people out of that.
And it does, and it is designed to remove the manipulation that there's prepackaged messaging from all the political parties, from the special interest groups, and then the media is the one who puts it out there in front of us. But we're bombarded with all of this. You either think this or you have to think this, and you only have this or that choice, and that's it. No longer. This removes all of that manipulation.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of the guests I've had over the last few weeks are basically saying the same thing. Let's get away from the party lines. And I guess, Barb, that's one of your main purposes with the No Rhino. You know, let's get away from the establishment Republicans. I swear, every time you see Karl Rove on TV, I'm going, Karl Rove, shut up.
Oh, gosh, you're not alone. I'm surprised he doesn't hear it.
But I'm hearing a lot of people saying, I'm no longer going to call myself a Republican or Democrat. I'm going to actually, you know, if I have to cross over party lines, I'll go Libertarian, I'll go Independent, and I won't be afraid to do it. And, I mean, in our own county council races, one guy who refused to register as a Republican or a Democrat because he said the registration fees are too high. How does an average individual run for office if the registration fees are just too high for an average individual to afford? So he went and is running as an independent. So at least that incumbent has someone challenging them. You know, and I'm seeing a lot more people are getting the courage up to do that. And Andy, you know, I think people like you and Barbara are just absolute godsends.
Well, what's even worse are the people that say, I don't vote anymore because it doesn't count. That's the worst thing you could hear. I don't vote anymore because it doesn't count. And they're not happy about it. They're very upset about that, and rightfully so. I mean, to know that your vote, to think your vote doesn't count, it's just one party or the other, so, and you're not happy with either, so what choice do you have? That's an awful thing to hear. And this, I'd love to, anything that would get people, just like you said, like exactly what you're talking about. What is it that interests you? I wish that when people ran, you didn't even know what party they were. I always wish, I just wish they didn't say what party. They could get up in this old-fashioned soapbox and just tell us what they think, and then we go and vote. And, you know, that sounds like a good idea to me anyway.
Well, Andy, how would you answer someone with that type of a question? Here you got a site based on, you know, lining the voter up with the proper candidate, and when they say, well, what's the point? My vote's not going to count anyway.
Well, this is my response to that would say, well, now your vote is going to count because, you know, in the past you've been told by your party or people that want you to believe that they have your back and your best interests at heart. Well, how in the world are they supposed to know what your best interests are? You know, you can make all of these assumptions all day long, and you can do all these focus groups and this and that and the other. But until you really get down to the individual level and you look them in the eye and you say, look, I don't know what's important to you. You tell me, I'll provide you with the answers of the candidates who, based on information, public information that we've gathered on your behalf, these are the people who have elected to represent your best interest. So now it's up to you as the individual to, you know, to vote for whoever you believe. But again, it goes back to this removes the manipulation of the messaging of the parties and the special interest groups. And now the individuals will have skin in the game because these are their results that they're looking at. And they have to look in the mirror and say, wow, I believe this, but I was told to believe this.
Absolutely. Now, you have this hooked up through freedomallianceusa.org, but want to let people know that when you and I spoke last night, we were sending messages back and forth. Yeah, I was trying to get on there, and I was having a little bit of a difficulty. But you normally take a membership fee, an annual fee, which is less than $10 for the entire year. But you're now dropping that fee?
Yes. And we're going to keep Voter FYI technically separate from Founders Alliance USA. But to answer your question, we're removing all membership fees, et cetera, and people who have signed up in the past, you know, we've either paid them back or, you know, they said keep it or whatever. So all of this is going to be free for everyone. We want as many people as possible in the U.S.
I'm sorry, when is this going live?
Well, this is going, where our goal is to go live a month before the midterms in November.
Okay.
And it would only be for the U.S. House and Senate races. There's just, it's a monumental task.
Oh, yeah, there's enough
together.
Right there.
Right. So our focus is launching for the U.S. House and Senate races in October for the midterms. And then in 2016, though, we'll go full bore with races from the zip code level all the way up.
Now, how many people are on your team to do all this? This sounds like you need a staff the size of the Capitol building.
Well, no, we're going to have limited government here with Voter FYI. So, yeah, we've got a team of about 7 people right now. We're actually raising money for the development. We have our technology piece in place. We have our marketing and advertising piece in place. I'm just kind of quarterbacking the whole thing. And as soon as we start getting a little bit more money in, then it really boils down to just hiring of technical people to take our technology, create our interactive website and our apps for iPhones, tablets, things like that.
Yeah, we've
I
got
think
our
this
friend,
is going to be fabulous.
We have a question in the chat room because Joe Golden, I don't think he quote what you had said just before, but you said that you're going to have it ready for the general election for 2014, the state and House, and then you're going to go full bore from the zip code all the way on up for the 2016 elections, right?
Well, that's partly correct. Our goal is to have for this year's midterms for the U.S. House and Senate. No state races, just the U.S. House and Senate races for 2014.
All right. I want to see Lindsey Graham get knocked out. And be honest, guys, I am wearing, and it's starting to become a habit, so I think I have to get myself a couple of more, my Dump Lindsey Graham T-shirts, which people can get at southernsense.webs.com. My husband actually has co-opted my Dump Lindsey Graham coffee mug. So we are working full bore on that one.
Well,
Lindsey Graham is not my fan.
Yeah, I think we've come to that conclusion now.
Yeah, I'm not sure what gave it away,
man. Yeah.
Maybe they went on to the Southern Sense Facebook page to see all the pictures of all the Dump Lindsey Graham material, everything from a dog blanket to aprons to bumper stickers.
All right, take it outside before somebody gets hurt.
And listen, you know, we've got 3 primaries going on, 3 major ones. You've got one in Indiana, then you've got Kay Hagan going against Tom Tillis. And then the one that I'm really watching is the Boehner Winter Egg. I don't know if you've caught the Winter Egg commercial about, have you had a Boehner lately?
Did someone get in trouble or something? I thought I saw something. There was some trouble about an ad or...
Yeah, Winter Egg has an ad countering John Boehner, and he's just making a pun of his name and the Viagra commercials that were out there. And he does it basically imitating, even up to the point where the bathtubs on the cliff edge.
Oh, the two bathtubs.
Oh, yeah. That's
I'm surprised it's taken this long to do that.
But the guy was a school teacher, and he got canned from his job. Because of the commercial and because he's running against John Boehner.
That was it. That's what I saw. I know I saw just saw something recently about that. I said, what the heck's going on here? Oh, no.
You know, what I like about your voter FYI, because I was talking to my mom on the phone, and my father just recently passed away. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, that's all right. It was God's will, and we were there to be by his side the last moments. And, he was watching over us and him. But my father recently had bypass surgery and valve replacement, and he was trying to make the schedule to have this done with the VA hospital over in Puerto Rico because they lived in the Virgin Islands. And they're telling him, well, you've got to wait 3 or 4 months.
Oh.
And it was only because my mother is such a stubborn guinea. And I'm sorry, she knows it. I call it to her face. She's full-blown Italian, and I tell her all the time she's lopsided.
I don't think we're the type of people that get offended, so it's okay. Never mind everyone else is listening, but we're good.
Well, I always say, you know, I'm lopsided to the bottom half as I tap my rear end. But anyway, my mother, being stubborn enough, was finally able to get the appointments and get everything done for my dad, but only because sheer determination. And then you hear the horror stories across the nation. And I spoke about this last year out in, it wasn't Phoenix, I believe it was San Diego, where they were actually destroying the records. And at the same time, I believe Fox News did a report about the VA offices in D.C. Area, that the floors were actually starting to collapse because of the weight of all the paper files, because they weren't computerized. And they said something that was a 5-year backlog. And now, finally now, because people have actually physically died, you know, it's become an issue. And one of the things you address is senior issues on your, you know, Founders Alliance USA. You take on issues like that, and you can now take it on through voter FYI.
Yeah, that's correct, and that you nailed it. And that's what Founders Alliance USA is all about. It's about being able to advocate issue specific on things, and the information that we will be able to gather through voter FYI will enable us to do that.
Now, just curious, on the voter FYI, if someone has a story like my mother's, would they be able to put that up there? And so if there's a candidate that is not as strong on Veterans Affairs, another one that is, you know, it can come up on either one of their names?
Yes, but we're not quite sure how we're going to go about that yet. There's a lot of logistics that go on with that. And let me explain that. All of the information that we're going to gather from the candidates is public knowledge, and it is information that a candidate has provided through print media, through radio, through television, their stance on the issues, newspaper articles, et cetera. So our technology allows us to gather and accumulate all of that information and per candidate. And then, so if, in the case of your mom who has a story like that, if, and this is just initially how we're going to do this, and it will evolve, but if the candidate would address an issue, if your mom had written a note or interviewed, if you will, a candidate based on what the issues that she had, then we would find it. And then that would be part of the profile of the candidate.
So it's not the ordinary topics that we're so used to. It could be more specific than that.
Oh, absolutely.
So if there's something very specific that somebody really feels strongly about, you can do your best, you know, to find out what their stance is on that subject.
You betcha. If
okay.
It's information and it exists, we'll get it.
Hmm.
Now, curious, because now a lot of times candidates, especially my Lindsey Graham, will say one thing and then vote a different way. Do you have a way to, like, put those two together and say, wait a minute, he said he was going to do X, Y, Z, but
he actually voted.
That's
when we go rhino hunting, Annie.
I know. I'm
That's when we take over and go rhino hunting.
Well, and we're making it easier on everyone so that you can actually stay in the air-conditioned comforts of your home and you don't have to go out on safari and do it. So this will...
It's more fun the other way.
Yeah.
This, well, it's up to you. You can pick your poison. But...
Well, that's something we really can't do anything about. I mean, if they're going to say this is where they stand, I mean, we find that happens. I mean, it's going to happen.
Right. And look,
without term limits.
Human nature, people change their minds as well,
right.
But that's okay.
And without term limits. We don't know what happens when you're there for 5-10 years. I mean, you know, all of a sudden you thought one way and now it becomes something else. So.
Well, we've got the answer for that.
Mm.
Because of the way that we're going to be able to aggregate the data from the candidates, everything is up to date instantaneously. When there is new information that comes out, we're on it immediately. And then when an individual, the voter, would log on to their account, their username and password, and hit, you know, whatever button we're going to call it, update, when they hit the update button, all the information is going to be automatically updated for them to current so that they don't have to go out and say, well, you know, this guy voted this, you know, whenever, now he's changed his mind. It's all updated automatically for the voter.
Now, here's a weird question. I guess that would include, say, scandalous kind of things. I mean, like, say what they did to Herman Cain.
Absolutely.
People...
Oh, yeah.
Could be very interesting.
I'm telling you all, the information and the way that we're going to be able to aggregate it. And again, this is all public information. We're not, you know, snooping.
Hiding,
we're not doing anything.
Garbage.
Right. We're not going into the sauna. But any information that is a public record, and we will have the ability to access it, and that will be a part of the profile of the candidate.
Yeah, see, now that's something that brings me back to mind on my own county council. And, you know, they see me sitting in the audience and you hear a collective sigh, like, oh, no, what are we in for today? But a lot of local offices, like county councils or city councils, they don't record the votes actually made. They just have people raise their hand and count 1, 2, 3, 4, all right, passed. So what do we do in instances like that? Is there a way that we can, like, but maybe a concerned citizen can get onto the site and just update it and say, all right, fine, for this, the vote was 5-6, and it was these five people for, these six against.
Mm.
They can certainly report it. And I would imagine at some point once we're up and going in a little bit deeper into the process, we will have the ability for people to log on and provide information onto the site. Well, it would be a separate site, but that would be doable, yes.
Wow, that's very interesting. Now, I want to let people know the call-in lines are open. It's 917-889-3675, and we'll welcome your questions, comments, suggestions. But, Andy, this sounds like an absolutely fascinating site. How come no one's ever thought of this before?
That's what I'm asking myself. Seriously.
Because people are too much like us, Andy. We want to go out with rhino hunting, and, you know, this is... This is what we get from being from New York, you see. That's what happened. That's our problem.
That New York accent.
It's the New York thing.
Oh, one of the hardest things I had moving here south is trying to drop the New Yorkese in my language. But I'm getting there, honey child.
Well, that happened here in New Jersey to me. They said my boss at the time, his name was Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R, and the time that I realized that I had an accent was when I came to New Jersey, is someone came in the morning and said, I always know when you're in the morning. And I'd say, how so? Well, I always hear you say, good morning, Walter. And I was like, oh, my God, I have to fix that real quick.
As we digress.
Oh, man.
I mean, I just didn't even know where to go with that one, because my husband says, we cross the New Jersey line as we head north. And he says, the moment you do that, and you become 100% New Yorker. Mm-hmm. There's just something about you, just that whole atmosphere, just
falls right back.
Oh, I love the South. I have no intention of going anywhere north of the South Carolina line.
Oh, stop it.
While
I deal with New Jersey, please. They just passed the Senate committee just passed the magazine limit from 15 to 10. So, you know, just prepare to see all the criminals lining up to get their magazines altered. So ridiculous. So we're hoping that Chris Christie is going to veto that.
What were you going to say, Andy?
I'm actually very familiar with Beaufort and Lattice Island, Ladies Island.
Oh, that's where I am, Ladies Island.
Mm.
Yeah, in a previous life, I lived in Atlanta for a few years, and part of my work took me down there, and so I spent several days down in that area. It's beautiful.
Oh, we call it our little corner of paradise. Matter of fact, a lot of times I'm doing a radio show, and you can hear one of the F-18s, now going to be F-35s, flying overhead, even though we're outside of the ACUS. And anyone who knows what an ACUS is, it's the safety zone. Even though I'm outside of that, you can still hear them. And if we're out in the yard, you hear them coming up, and you just look up and watch them fly over. It is awesome, absolutely awesome, because we're where we're at is halfway in between Paris Island, the Marine Corps Recruit Depot, and the air station. So we're right smack in the heart of the Tri-Command, and it's God's country here. And I'm telling you, when I hear those planes, it is the sound of freedom.
Mm-hmm. So, Andy, it is very cool, isn't it?
Yeah, and you got to come on back down here, because I don't know how long ago you left. But things have changed. Things have grown. A lot of new places have popped up, and we're fighting to keep the flavor of Beaufort. That is one of the fights we've been doing. And matter of fact, last week I did TV interview with the local TV station WSAV. So if anyone goes into SAV, they can pull up the video of me fighting the city and the county. I'm not afraid to put my face out there.
Somehow
well
I knew
wearing,
that.
As well as wearing Lindsey Graham with Central across his face. But Andy, you know, how did you end up getting involved with all this? The Founders Alliance, and then Voter FYI. Is this something that was your own brainchild, or did someone propel you into all of this?
Well, actually, it was as a result of the 08 elections, and I was just so absolutely incensed at my own political party. I didn't know what to do. And I thought, there's just got to be a way to educate voters about, you know, who's really representing them and who is going to be representing them. So this stems back, where we are today stems back from literally after the elections of 08. And it's evolved. Founders Alliance USA was started about 3 years ago just as an organization with a couple of other people. Just to really try and narrow down how we can, you know, really foster, you know, problem solving and solutions, you know, issue specific. And we really started with education, health care. Well, and then when Obamacare came down the pike, that we really started focusing on that. And Andy, that was the last time we spoke, because we were working on some healthcare initiatives. And then the voter education was kind of put on the back burner. And last summer, one of the others who's on the team called me on a Saturday morning and said, Andy, I've got it. He said, why don't we just take the model of the online dating? And then, because of that model, then we're right down the middle. We're not going to be perceived as right or left. And nobody can accuse us of that, and that's great, and we don't want that. You know, we want people to be able to start thinking for themselves, and this is the perfect way to do it. And so came up with the name Voter FYI, and there we are.
Wow. We got a caller coming in, and let me bring this individual in on the line. Area code 661, you're on the air live with Southern Sense. I'm your host, Annie. To whom am I speaking?
Hello. How are you doing?
All right. Who's this?
Oh, my name's Jonathan. I'm calling from Australia.
Hi, Jonathan. You have a question for our guest.
I have a sort of a comment, actually. Is that all right?
Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that Deputy Sheriff Mike is a fucking retard.
There we go. It was a troll. Sorry about that. Oh, well, there's always the dump button. But, you know, you're not doing something right unless the left calls in to attack you.
Absolutely.
So that's a badge of honor. Badge of honor. Sorry, Jonathan.
Moving on.
You really
don't
even give him another second of attention.
Can I make a quick response to that?
Yes.
This business model, Voter FYI, and I hope Jonathan's listening, this business model will work in any country that has a multiple-party form of government.
Wow.
So it does, I mean, literally, Australia, United Kingdom, any country that has a multiple-party system, this works.
Okay. So, yeah, all right. I hear what you're saying. So it's not just, you know, we have states, say, with Libertarian Party constitutional candidates, they'll all come up, anything. Well, like, that's your whole point, is not to have it
correct.
Be Democrat-Republican.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And again, it's designed to put the power back to the people as opposed to the government.
Well, it also gives you the ability to expose those that may claim that they're Democrat, but in reality they may be the Workers' Socialist Party. And it helps probably even a Democratic voter to get a more bang for their buck when they go out to vote. Did I just say that they're buying votes here?
Well, no question.
We give free cigarettes.
the transparency that will come of this will be unlike anything anybody's ever seen before in American politics.
That's going to be absolutely cool, because I really cannot wait to see it go up. You know, and, of course, my mind is always thinking about five different levels, because there have been a couple of comments in different conservative talk shows about comparing conservative women to progressive women. You know, if you had a side-by-side comparison, the top 10 most intellectual and attractive compare it to the progressives' most 10 intellectual. I have a funny thing. I know who will win. But if you put that up, you're going to get a lot of men coming out of the fight then.
Yeah, what if people are saying, like, who... Who's got
now you know why
hair?
Online dating is as successful as it is.
That's true. It really is.
All right. Well, we've got another caller coming in, and it looks like it may be a Skype caller. I'm not sure. Skype caller, you're on the air live with Southern Sense. This is your host, Annie. Our guest is Andy Limbaugh. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is David.
Hi, David. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Charlotte, Wyoming.
Hi, Dave. You have a question for Andy.
So you guys are all strongly conservative, correct?
Correct.
All right. What is your view on gun control?
Is that for Andy?
Actually,
Andy?
My question to you, David, is what is your view on it?
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
Actually, I will answer that by saying, well, what is your view on it?
My view, I think we should absolutely be allowed to carry guns.
Okay.
Well, see, now we the three of us would probably look at this differently. Andy would probably, like, I'm not meaning to speak for you, Andy, but Andy would probably tell you that with what he's doing, you would be able to find the candidate that feels like you do. Me, as a Tea Party founder, I would be telling you that I think it's something that should not be infringed. And then when I would go to voter FYI, I would look for the candidate that would fit what I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel, and I have a feeling Annie feels the same way as far as that goes.
a big reason why I do approve of being allowed to carry handguns is so we can shoot people like you.
Yeah, that's so mature. You really
another
got
troll.
Us. Wow,
troll.
I feel so
yep.
bad today. They really got us, oh brother. You know, we're on the radio trying to do something to help people, do something intelligent, and I don't know. I just don't know what to say.
Andy, how do you end up handling someone? Because here you've got a site that you want to go across all party lines, as nonpartisan as possible, and then you have someone that would, you know, try to sabotage or, you know, destroy what you're doing.
I just would say to them, you know, go on the website. They can't do it yet because it's not operational. But when it becomes operational, I would say go on. Create a username and password, just like an online dating site, and put in your information and how you feel about things. And then when you hit results, you know, you may or may not have an aha moment. But that's not for me to decide on your behalf.
Really?
That's
that
just to provide you the
best
information.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't agree with that fellow, but that's his...
I'm here to try and help people understand who is representing their best interests. And if David doesn't like handguns, that's fine. I really don't care. You know, don't be an idiot and call in and, you know,
yeah, I don't know what he thought he was
like
accomplishing by that. Right.
But on the same, you know, the same token, you know, handguns probably aren't that interesting to him. If he lives in Wyoming, you know, probably not a great place to live if you hate handguns or, you know, want to carry rifles and stuff.
Yeah, maybe he should be on a site like real estate.
correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't it just 2 years ago, Wyoming passed a law stating that once you turn 18, you must carry a firearm. You must register, not register, but you must carry a firearm. It was in response to Obamacare that you must have health care. And doesn't Wyoming also have open carry?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I
know in Georgia, there's a town in Georgia where it's mandatory that,
yes.
I don't know if they carry them, but that everyone has a gun. I'm like, now there's my kind of town. I might just bypass South Carolina, Annie, and just go to Georgia.
Oh, man, then you're going to miss some of the best shrimp and grits. Far better than Savannah. but this is really absolutely fascinating. I'm absolutely amazed in the way that you've built the site. You know, I love it because I was talking to you last night while I was poking around because, you know, originally you said it was on three core focal points, you know, health, education, and seniors. And now to throw in the vote, you then cover every and any possible subject in any and every possible corner of the nation. And then you had the ability to...
you're absolutely right.
And you know what's great about that?
Worldwide is amazing.
What else is great about that is, you, like, when candidates have a town hall, I mean, or something like that, they tend to talk about the main topics that people talk about. And, you know, they even kind of go, oh, somebody gets up and asks a question that's kind of like, you know, doesn't interest most of the people in the room. This is their opportunity to really do what they feel and into the topics that they feel are important to them. I like the idea a lot. I really can't wait to do it. I'll be your first signer upper.
Sorry, you're gonna have to be behind me, but that's okay.
Okay, all right. I'll be second.
The enthusiasm behind it, I
and
appreciate
me, Barb.
That.
Okay.
You know, it's
I'll take
this,
third place.
This,
okay.
I think the real benefit of this is that, you know, and especially the millennials. You know, you get that, you know, the 22 right out of college to 32, 34, whatever the specific age group is for the millennials. But they're just starting to ramp up in life. You know, they've either gotten out of college or still in college.
Mm-hmm.
And their issues are going to be much, much different. Their issues of importance are going to be much different than, say, ours or, you know, somebody who's just starting a family, maybe in their 30s, in, you know, their mid 30s, whatever that is. And, you know, as people's lives change, this whole concept is going to be fluid, and people's lives are fluid. Not everybody's just stuck, you know, on wanting to know more about education if education doesn't impact their life.
No, it could be certain funding in education.
Absolutely. Right. So, This is always going to be fluid, and this is something that people will want to stay with. And I'll bet you, I'm just going to go out on a limb, but I'll bet you that our retention rate of people who actually would become subscribers to this, and free, but that they will stay with this because we will make sure that the information automatically changes while they're out there and you all are out there doing your life, whatever that is. So while you're out there stressed out about this or that or the other, we're taking care of the heavy lifting so that when an election comes up, you know, you're already ready to go and you can walk into the voting booth, you know, log on with your cell phone, and you know exactly who you're supposed to vote for.
Andy, I have a question for you. If, say, just because of your last name, some people might think, well, this has got to be biased. What kind of, I'm trying to think of how I want to say it, like what kind of reference would you have to show people, you know, where the information came from, something like that?
First of all, I tell them that, look, I am conservative. That's how I grew up. I have my own beliefs, but they are based on conservative principles, and I am absolutely proud to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And people who know me, they know my politics. Now,
well,
that said, go ahead.
Now, we've got another caller on the line, and this one I can say happens to be a true conservative because he's got true radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Thomas, go ahead. You have a comment or question, sweetheart.
Yes, Annie. How are you guys today?
Good, thank you.
Good, Thomas.
Annie, my first question is for you. Why couldn't I not met this gentleman a couple years ago when I was racking my brain trying to find a conservative who knows how to build websites?
You know what? You didn't bribe me enough.
Oh, I guess that's what it was.
I just got that.
but no, I'm sitting here and I'm listening and I like the whole concept of, you know, Andy, of people putting in their information and then you know, being able to find out about their representatives and who represents their best interests and who doesn't. So my question for you, and this is kind of, it's kind of more of a technical aspect because, and I got to brag on Annie a little bit. She was the inspiration for my desire to get away from Facebook. So my question, how do you find conservatives who are in information technology that we can work together like you were able to bring people together? How do those of us who are at the grassroots level, little peon nobodies, how do we find those people who can help us fulfill our vision? Because the vision that I have is for a website that absolutely away from Twitter, Facebook, but allows conservatives to do what we're doing here to host our own radio show while combining all the three technologies of YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So that's my question for you because I love the technology that you've talked about that goes into what you're doing. So,
Thomas, was that addressed for me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. First of all, what's that address again? And you can expect a little something in an envelope for you in the next couple of days. Or No, I appreciate that. And to let you know, I am a little peon in flyover country that just happened to come up with an idea. And, you know, we're no different than each other, and the what I've been blessed with is that people show up, and the right people show up when you're doing something correct or right, and they show up when you least expect it, and I will also say that from connections that I've made in the past, you know, do your best not to burn any bridges. I mean, we've all maybe had a moment or two, but, you know, connections that I've had in the past have resurfaced and have become the major players in this initiative. So, keep the faith. But to answer your question, I think it really boils down in the technology and all the pieces, and I understand I understand where you're coming from in terms of why is it that conservatives can't come up with, you know, new cool gadgets that you know, it seems like the left always comes up with, and I think I'm understanding your question. And, you know, the left has that cool aspect and that, you know, really neat, you know, the neat gadgets and this and that and the other that, you know, you want to be associated with people who like that kind of stuff. Well, I will tell you that we're going to do cool too, only we're going to do cool better.
Right.
And but we want everybody to be a part of cool. You know, not just conservatives, not just the left, not just conservatives. We want everybody, because when you get a consensus, nobody can argue with a consensus, and especially elected officials, because they'll get fired. Simple as that. If they're not doing what you want them to do, they will get fired, and you have the ability to fire them.
That's
really what this is about. Now, I hope I answered your question properly, or at least gave you some, you know, hope to follow whatever you're trying to accomplish.
No, you answered it. That was a very good answer to that, and I appreciate you for taking my question. And Annie, you keep getting the guests that you get. You rock. So.
Thank you, Thomas. I'll be back with you later.
Wow, somebody has lunch there somewhere.
No, I actually work hard. And Andy, I just happened to fall across you a couple of years ago, and I think it was through LinkedIn we originally hooked up. And I love LinkedIn as a social network, because you don't have all the annoying stuff you have like on Facebook or anything else like that. But, you know, the best part, I think you should look into teapartycommunity.com. You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to tell people that we are being simulcast broadcast on Kinetic Hi-Fi out of Charleston, South Carolina. We will be rebroadcast on TeaPartyCommunity.com tonight, also on Patriot Radio Network, and I know I'm forgetting half a dozen other, Ghost Fighter Radio, and I forget which others, but we're up on iTunes, Stitcher, and YFrog. But the important thing is Kinetic Hi-Fi out of Charleston and Tea Party Community. So, Andy, you know, when I first started talking to you, all I was just on BTR. And because of people like you willing to give me the time to come onto the show, we are now over 550,000, over 500,000 listens on the show and climbing.
Wow, I just got really nervous.
That is fabulous, Annie. That really is. And it's not me, it's you. You're the one who's busted it and persevered. And, you know, the table's turned here. I'm the one who's fortunate to be on, and I'm just ecstatic and flattered that you wanted to have me on. So thank you.
I'm still not famous.
Likewise.
Really
I feel the same way. I feel the same way that the day that I was going through my little list there, and I said, okay, here's a group from South Carolina. I think I'll call this lady. And it was great because Annie was just like, hey, you know, you want me to help you at all? And I was like, yes, please. And then the next day she's like, okay, we have a website. And I was like, what? So like you said before, Andy, sometimes things are just meant to happen at a certain time with a certain person, you know, and it just falls in and you just kind of follow it and just go with it. And this time was just right for this idea and that you're doing, and it's going to be the right time. And people are tired of the parties, and so this timing is perfect for something like this.
Well, it really is, and it does, and you nailed it when you said you just go with it. And, you know, it's kind of when you come to the fork in the road, you know, you take it. Well, you're going to have pros and cons any way you go, but
no
regrets. There's going to be right. And if you know it's right, it's not as much of an effort, if you will. I mean, yeah, there's an effort into it, obviously, but it's not just a grind. And it's a blast, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, someone once told me, you know, when you're out there looking for a job, find a job that you love doing, because then it won't be a job and you will excel at it. And, you know, you're not always able to get that dream job. So you work what you can do, but keep on looking. And when that opportunity opens up, be willing to step up and grab it. You know, I mean, my story, my life is just one of those stories people go, you did what? You know, by the time I got out of college, I already owned a business. I had a travel agency. I love travel. But after a while, you know, I just couldn't handle the people complaining about the food, the weather. And I decided to go into something else. And I went from one job to another until I became a cop. I mean, I was climbing the corporate ladder with the American Express. But when you see those opportunities, be willing to say, hey, I think this shoe fits, and let's go for it. And Andy, that's what you've done. You found something you love, and you can hear it in your voice. You can hear the passion in your voice. And that's what makes it happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, it is fun. You know, other days are easier than others, but it wouldn't be worthwhile if you didn't have that. And you know, being able to speak with you all and the people who are in your audience, you know, and again, this is not, you know, my initiative is not to side with, you know, either or the right or the left. This is, you know, I'm speaking to everybody. And I hope that everybody would listen and say, look, you know, I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to say you should believe this or you should believe that. You know, everybody's different. And while I have my own beliefs, as everybody should, you know, there's strength in numbers. And when you have the masses speaking about a certain issue and you have the masses saying, we don't want this, we want this, then that's when things start to happen for the better.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
you
that gets rid of that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, it reminded me of something because, you know, being a Tea Party leader, a lot of times I get candidates coming up to me going, will you endorse me going into this primary? And our credo is, no, we do not endorse any candidate going to a primary. If we have a Republican or conservative that comes out of the primary and going against a Democrat, yeah, now we'll back you because
now
we
we'll
are.
Now we'll support you.
Mm-hmm. But and someone said, well, why don't you do that? And I very simply said, I want you to be able to make the decision on your own. Sure, I can tell you something about a candidate until they turn blue in the face and say, this is why you should vote for them. But what's going to happen is, A, you're not even going to go to the poll because you're going to figure your vote doesn't count, or B, you will deliberately vote against whatever I am telling you to do. If you make up your mind on your own, you are more likely to end up at the poll and make that vote, an informed vote. So I'd rather have you. I'll bring the people before you and let them sit, tell their own stories and why they you should vote for them, and then you make up your own mind.
Yeah, that's what we've done with it, and it's easy enough to do with local candidates. You know, we've done the same thing. We have endorsed a couple. We had a primary with a tea party. Actually, it was great thing, and I forget what year it was. Oh, gosh. But anyway, we ran a tea party. She was on the ballot as the Tea Party Republican, and all the GOP was like, you know, shrugging their shoulders off, like, yeah, whatever. And she won the primary. And, you know, we put the Tea Party on the board. But then after that, you know, we kind of said, listen, we'll get the candidates to come and speak. Everyone can listen to what they have to say. And like you said, once the primary is over, you know, of course, if you like a candidate, go work for them in the primary. Go ahead. Go knock on doors, make phone calls. I'll even give out the information. I don't mind doing that. If somebody asks, you know, look, here's some, you know, phone call list. Would you mind? Sure. Give it out. Somebody wants to. Here's the number to call. Take care of it. But now you're talking outside of local politics. You know, I can't, you know, have, you know, a presidential candidate come to our tea party and talk.
Why not?
So, well,
why not?
I don't know. I don't think they'd come personally. But,
Andy, that's exactly what you're doing. You're turning around to everyone saying, I'm not telling you who to vote. I'm not telling you how to vote. But all I'm doing is giving you the information, letting you make that decision. And I know when you do that and you make that decision, I know you're going to go to the polls and vote.
And their question will be answered. It's not like, you know, you have your hand up in the back of a room and they're taking three questions and you don't get to even ask what you want to know, especially if it's, an something that's not that popular as a topic with people.
Well, I'll also add that once we get fully ramped up, we're going to add ballot initiatives in as well. You know, when it's election time and your neighbors have vote yes or vote no for Prop XYZ in their yard. And, you know, you go into the ballot box and then there's a 6-foot streamer the communication about that ballot initiative and everybody's eyes glaze over.
Oh, sure. It's like,
and they just close their eyes and boom, they'll go vote for that one.
That's excellent. That's a great, because, I mean, we go through that. It's like, do you not believe in, you know, and people are like, oh, my God, do we say yes? Do we say no? And that would be great if you could, like, tell them in, you know, layman's terms, what does this question mean? And they, then
yeah,
they can,
I mean,
tell
this
for them,
grass
yeah,
is green
great.
And that side of that house is yellow, okay? What's right. not there to understand about that?
Right. Wow.
No, that is great, because I've been – one of the things is my pet peeve with county council and the state government is that when they do put a ballot initiative in there, it is so worded in such legalese and twisted language – you have to read it through about four or five times before you understand what the heck you're voting for. And who is going to do that going into the booth? They're going to go, you're either going to have a voter going in saying, I don't even understand what this is about, so I'm not even going to touch it. Or you're going to have someone that's very passionate about it voting yes or no. So you have either the extreme or no vote.
Right. Yeah, we would be on Facebook. Does anyone know what the question is? You know, does anyone understand the question?
Exactly. Yeah. By the way, I apologize. If you're hearing hammering in the background, there's some construction going on down the street, so my apologies.
Oh, no, that's no problem. If anyone was listening, about three jets just went over my house over the last 5 minutes. That.
I couldn't hear it over the hammering on Andy's line.
Okay, fine.
I'm kidding.
Well, I didn't know if it was hammering or someone thinking.
I'm good with thinking. Sure.
Well, we'll take a couple of last calls if anyone wants to call. And I see a bunch of BTR hosts in the show already. And I think I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 hosts listening in. So feel free to call in. The call-in line's 917-889-3675. And you can reach Andy's site through andylimbaugh.com, the easiest way to get into it. And once you get in there, you'll have the links to the Founders Alliance as well as Voter FYI in there. So if you can't remember it, just remember his name, Andy Limbaugh. The better looking out of the Rush family.
I was waiting for you to come back with that again. I mean, it's been a while since the start of the show. So.
Well, you saw me putting that up on Facebook, and as you noticed, I've got a couple of different Facebook aliases. So I wasn't sure if you knew that was me posting those things.
Yes, I did, and thank you
very
much.
You've got to do that with that whole Lindsey Graham thing.
I mean, I got to say that when Mark Sanford was running for Congress, I was asked to go up to Somerville here in South Carolina and to show just, you know, support for him. And out of all the Tea Party groups they asked to go up there just to simply show support, I was the only one that showed up. So the next thing I know, I'm being asked by Amy Kramer from Tea Party Express to introduce him. And I said, Amy, you know, I'm in jeans, T-shirt, sneakers, and I've got no makeup on. She goes, you look fine. Yeah, right. And with nothing to say, you know, I'm being pushed in front of the cameras, and I do my little spiel, you know, about 5 minutes. And Mark happens to be a member of my church. His head snapped around, and his jaw dropped. And I'm thinking, oh, crap, what did I say now? And I walk to the back of the room. I'm shaking like a leaf. And my husband going, you were a cop, for goodness sake. Why are you shaking? And I says, I don't know. I'm just shaking. Mark came over to me and goes, you know, you really impressed me. And I said, I have no idea what I said. He said, in a few minutes, you said everything I wanted to say. By the time I got home, my Facebook page was taken down. My Tea Party page was taken down.
Wow.
My Tea Party community page was taken down. And someone hacked into the radio show. So
an hour and a half.
But it took me from being on TV up there to here. I got hacked 4 different ways, and it took literally 2 weeks to get everything back. So I know what it's like to be attacked by these trolls, and I see one sitting on hold, and I'm not letting him come on again.
Yeah, what does it say, troll?
So what you're doing, Andy, I commend you because you're really putting yourself out there.
Well, I am, but I, you know, they can only get a pound of flesh out of me because I've really, that's all I got going on. It's just, you know, that's fine. You know, it's just, and I'm not trying to sound like a martyr here, but my gosh, something's got to have to change here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether mine works or not, you know, so be it. Maybe it'll give somebody else a better idea, a better way of doing it. And great, as long as it succeeds, you know, because we really don't have much of an option anymore. I mean, you know, it's just the manipulation is just so bad, and it's so bad targeted at the entire country. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't show favorites.
Right.
You know,
that's the perfect word.
is involved here.
Manipulation, the perfect word.
Annie, you just spoke of something. I want to say this real quick before the show ends. To calm people about, well, am I going to, and the question hadn't been brought up yet, but, you know, well, what about my information that I'm going to be sharing on your website, you know, NSA or, you know, hackers and all this. The only personal information that we're going to require is when an individual initially sets up their account. And we're not even going to ask you. We don't care about Social Security numbers. We don't care about that stuff. But you have to have a name, have to have an email address, and that's really all that we require. And then that will allow you then to establish your own username, password to start filling out your information as far as your political profile information. What we will do then with that personal information is take it totally offline so that it can't be hacked when it's offline. So we'll remove that personal information that was initially required to set up your account. And by the way, this is free. I mean, it is absolutely free. There's, you know, free is free. And so, you know, we just want people to do it.
You just want people to do it, yeah.
Right. So we'll take that the personal information, we'll take it offline, and then the username and passwords will be associated with that, but we'll be able to track that accordingly. And so the data then that we will use and collect, there's no personal attachment to it at all. It's just demographic.
I just wanted
to throw that in there.
Well, with the new age of iPads, iPhones, whatever, are you going to have it mobile also on this website so people can sitting in the beach can pull it up on their iPhone or something?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, literally, iPhone and iPad and computer technology is not new anymore. You know, people know how to do it like driving a car. So it's the ease of use, and that's what we're really going to focus on. Mm-hmm.
Actually, they do it while driving the car. That's the bad thing.
Well, yeah, correct. But you can do this. You can find out and log on to your account literally while you're standing in line at the polls waiting to go into the ballot booth. And you can just pull it up, and it will be updated instantaneously again, as I said, because the information that we're going to be gathering is constantly going to be updated.
If you're with someone else on a line or in a store and they have a question, you say, you know what, hey, I could find that out for you. You know, instead of letting them run off and go vote for someone uninformed,
right.
you can give them that information right there.
But, yeah, it'll still be, you know, based on your answers, but you
right.
can, you know, pretty much give them a decent idea.
Well, you know, I got to say, I've got a comment in the chat room. He just popped out. Joe Goldner, who actually ran against Debbie Wasserman Schultz in the last election cycle, he said he had to go do business, but he's going to be signing up onto your site. So we already got people
lined
up to sign up. Yep.
Nice.
Wow.
All right.
Well, that's very flattering, and even though they can't sign up yet, but, you know, we will absolutely, with marketing and advertising campaigns, they will know about it.
Oh, and with people, the tenaciousness of Annie and me, it'll get around.
Oh, well, absolutely. And you know, this is where it starts. This is the grassroots, you know, and not that 500,000 listeners is grassroots. And Barbara, just, you know, if you're still scared, just focus on that, you know, that back wall and everything will be fine. But this is grassroots, and I love talking with people in this format because, you know, the listeners and the demographics are so different, and it's really fun to be able to get this message out to those people. So thank you again.
No, it is absolutely our pleasure. And now Barbara and I are going to get you to try to sign our No Rhino 2016 press release. So Andy, if you go over to norhino2016.webs.com, get in there and, you know, put your signature on it. Tell them no more rhinos in office.
Well, and I would absolutely love to do that. And one of the great things, if you will, about this initiative is that I can no longer support those types of things, because if they see my names on
then
those or whatever, then I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah, it becomes partisan, yeah. Then it's like, well, there he is, you know, signed up on, you know. And that's why I said before, for people, for my son, for instance, he's, like I said, he's a poli-sci student, and their first questions would be, where, because whenever I try to argue something with him, his, one of his first questions, where did you get this information? And it's very hard to tell them, well, did you get it from Fox News? That's what they want to know. And right away, they're not, you know, that's the problem we have, too. People are saying, well, you got that from MSNBC, and you got that from Fox News, and then that becomes, so is there a way that they will be able to see where references to where the information came from, to the question, you know, pertaining to the questions that they're asking?
Yes and no. If they will be able to do a bunch of additional research, they meaning the voter, if mm-hmm. they want to take the time, that information will be provided to them if they wish to take the time to do so. The initial okay. information, though, just providing them their initial answers and their updates, that's not going to be provided because it's just impossible to
right.
you know, say, here you go, and it'll blow up their cell phone.
Right, well, Andy, we're down to our last 3.5 minutes, and this has been a blast. The entire time just flew way past so fast. As soon as you're ready to launch and you've got the date set, give me a call. You got my number. Call me. We'll have you come back on, and we'll do a whole other show with it.
Oh, I would love to, Annie. Thank you so much. And, you know, again, this is just great to help get the word out and get people, you know, interested and just to say, look, you know, your vote will count again. Promise.
Oh, you know, from your lips
just
to God's ears.
Going about it.
Well, thank you so very much, Andy, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
Annie, thank you. Barbara,
thank
you,
Annie. It was great. Thank you. I'm sorry, Andy. That was great.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy.
Okay.
Good night.
All right.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Wow.
Take care.
Awesome guest, Barbara. And Barbara, thank you for co-hosting with me. And we're wishing everyone out there with their primaries. You've got primary in Indiana, North Carolina, and Ohio with a good chance of maybe John Boehner not making it back. So, Barbara, I'll be talking to you during the week. And I put the press release up on the website this morning. So
terrific.
The last press release is up on the website. And check out No Rhino 2016 on Facebook as well as on the web. Barb, I'll be talking to you during the week. And I want to thank everyone for listening in. We've got some great shows coming up. We've got coming up, what is today? We just had Andy. We have coming up on Friday, Operation American Spring with Lieutenant Colonel Harry Riley. I'm waiting for the final confirmation, but it will be about Operation American Spring. That is a rally going in Washington, D.C. on May 16th. And then we have on the following Tuesday a stealth jihad with Paul Sutliff. And we want to invite all our friends from EDL and RFB. Kel, get your friends out here so we can have a stealth jihad episode next Tuesday. So we will be back here on Friday, same bat time, same bat station. And I wish everyone out there, and I want to say thank you for listening in and being in the chat room. Until then, good night and God bless.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble.
You've been listening to Southern Sense Blog Talk Radio. Producer and your hostess extraordinaire is Ann Ubelis. The theme music, American Stand Up, is written and performed by Don Fortney. For more from Don, check out his webpage, teapartymusic.webs.com. Southern Sense is a proud member of Ghost Fighter Radio and Freedom Media Network. Southern Sense is common sense. Take it out, Don.
American. We'll be right back. look me straight in the eye. Tell me what you see. I'll tell the truth every time. Yes, you can count on me. I've got the backbone. American.